Samuel, thank you for joining us. Please introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you do, and then give us some insight on how you got to where you are today.
My name is Samuel Shibambu. I'm from South Africa, currently staying in Johannesburg, and I'm a sport photographer. The love of photographer started in 2011 after I passed my matric. So the family didn't have money for me to study further, so my brother decided to teach me photographer. So I started learning in 2011, and 2012, that's where I got the opportunity to work for Big Page Peaks. And since then I started capturing the local football in South Africa, which is the league. And then I've traveled most of the African countries covering the African Cup of Nations. So for all those years, I've been giving my best to be the best photographer, which is something that you must do, like consistency. So until now, so I've been pushing for all those years.
It's your first time in Namibia. What are your overall impressions, your first impressions of the country?
My first impression about Namibia is it looks like South Africa, and the people are friendly. So also everything's just around the corner. So the people here are friendly and amazing. So I feel at home. And also I enjoy the local food, which is called Kabana. Kabana, I went to eat Kabana. I hope this is the right word, Kabana. So yeah, since I arrived here, I feel at home. And yeah, it's familiar to South Africa, man. Namibia, beautiful.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. So let's now get into the photography. Do you remember the very first game or event that you took photos at?
My first game event, I remember, I think it was like Vets and Kaizer Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken, in South Africa. But my biggest event that I've covered, it was in 2013, which it was the AFCON. That was my big event. So then I was just starting to develop my photographic skills. Yeah, it was amazing, man, to shoot the African Cup of Nations in South Africa.
Now, Samuel, what's your favorite thing about being a sports photographer?
My favorite things about being a sports photographer is to capture moments, is to capture pictures that will last for longer, is to tell the story as well through my lens. Also, one thing that I like is that being a photographer, you learn to be patient, because some of the shots, sometimes you don't get it on some of the games, but you just keep on pushing, you keep on having the hunger to get the best shots. So that's one thing I like. Also, it helped me with the time, because when they say the game is starting at 3 o'clock, they're not gonna wait for me. So that's one thing I like. I can manage my time daily, and also it helped me to meet new people. And also I travel because of photographer. So there's a lot that you can gain for being a sports photographer.
Now, just to let the listeners know how I got into contact with Samuel, actually, we met at the ongoing COSAFA Under 17 Girls Championship on Saturday, so yesterday. And, you know, we got to talking since we were sitting next to each other. And then when I went home, I decided, let me Google this gentleman that I'm sitting with, because, you know, he told me many interesting stories, told me where he works. And it turns out that you are a award-winning photographer. You won the Sports Photo Journalist of the Year Award at the SA Sports Award last year, which I had no idea. For some reason, you didn't mention that to me when we were talking yesterday. So tell us, what does winning that award mean to you?
Yeah, man, I see. Yeah, you went to Google and Google me. Yeah, man, I'm just an humble person, man. I like to share knowledge with other photographers as well. But yeah, I always believe that we're all winning, and then we're all winners, and we're all the best in this game. So when it comes to what you saw on the Google about me winning the award last year, the award, it means a lot to me. Since I started being a sport photographer, I worked very hard. I captured a lot of pictures that they've been using it on the newspapers. And also, I mean, photography, the award that I won also as well, it was just a reward for me for all the hard work that I put for all those years. And it's also, I've traveled Africa. I won't say I've suffered, but some of the other countries of Africa, is obvious when you get to those countries, sometimes you find that there's no transport, but you still make sure that you get the best shot, you know, you still deliver, you know, because I mean, when you're waiting for Big Page Peaks, they expect you to deliver regardless of the obstacles that you'll come across. So winning the award last year, it was more for the, I dedicated the award to my daughter, my firstborn. She was born in 2015 and I started traveling in 2017. So I have not spent a lot of time with her because of my traveling of the CAF event, you know. So I dedicated my award to my daughter, and also I dedicated my award to my brother who taught me photography, because he always believed in me and saying that you are the best and keep on pushing, keep on getting those unique shots. So that award, man, when it comes, I was a bit emotional because I've been waiting for that moment for a very long time. But you know, God's timing, it's some of the things sometimes only God knows when it's going to happen. So that award, it was the best moment of my life to be a photographer, to win such award.
That's great to hear, man. That's great to hear. Now, tell us, what's been your favorite game or event that you shot at and why?
My favorite game that I've covered, obviously, it was the final in 2017 AFCON. Yeah, that's my first AFCON, you know. So that AFCON, I make sure that I get the best shot that were amazing, you know. Even when I went back to South Africa, like, my boss was talking about the shot that I got. So it was amazing to get the best shot on your first AFCON, you know. And also, I mean, the best shot, another best game that I would say, the best event that I would say that I enjoy covering, obviously, is the derby. It's the game that has got challenges, man. I like to cover games that, you know, you need to be on your toes like 90 minutes. Like the game that I shot recently of Sundowns and Esperance. You know, I got the shot of one of the Esperance fans like hanging on the one of the balcony at the stadium. You know, that was like amazing shot, you know. So that shot was used the whole Africa. People recognized my work. So yeah, but there's many, but I just enjoy those games where you are under pressure to deliver.
Yeah, no, one day I hope to also shoot at one of those derbies. Hopefully Eagle FM will send me there as well one day. Now, what are some key lessons you've learned in your photography, in your long, illustrious photography career? What are some key lessons that you've learned?
The key lesson that I've learned in photography, man, is that you need to be patient. You need to respect this game. Then that game will respect you back. I call it the game because it's like when they're playing on the field, you're also playing on your lens. So it's something that you need to respect. When you respect it, then it will respect you back. And another lesson that I've learned is that you need to arrive early at the event. You know, you need to make sure that all your equipment are ready. You charge your batteries and then you prepare yourself like a day before. So I've learned that, you know, to be the best photographer, you just need to be, I would say, humble and concentrate and try and learn from other photographers as well. So there's a lot that one can learn in the career of photographer. But I myself, I've learned also to also like respect people on the field, you know. When you meet people, you respect them, you know, you learn and then you ask, you know. You just, it help you to be a good human being around people as well, you know, which is like something that you cannot get when you do other careers, you know.
Looking now at the other side of things, is there anything about sports photography that you don't enjoy?
My brother, to be honest with you, there's nothing that I don't enjoy about sport photographer, because it's something that I signed for it. The reason I'm saying I signed for it is because of this was my only opportunity for me to feed my family. So I it's like I graduated in this game, even if I didn't go to school or university or college for photography. So man, photograph, bro, is like a healthy marriage. So I won't say there's something that I don't enjoy about it. I enjoy everything. I enjoy just to be holding the camera. I enjoy to travel as a sport photographer. I enjoy any event that I cover as a sport photographer, small or big. So photograph, man, has done a lot for me. So I will always enjoy it until maybe one day when the times come, then I'll put down my equipment, then I'll call it a quit, but I'll stop taking pictures. But yeah, this is in my blood, bro. It will stay with me for the longest time. Even if after I retired, still gonna have like a small camera, you know, taking pictures. Yeah, this sports photographer has done a lot for me.
No, it's very evident that this is something that you're doing, something that you love. So now, speaking about that, every photographer's dream in the world is to have the world speak about their pictures, or at least see their pictures. You experienced that about a month ago when you captured the unprecedented scenes from the Esperance Sundowns CAF Champions League match, when, you know, there was that whole fight with the fans at the end. You captured that amazing image of the South African fan basically saving the Esperance supporter from falling down from the bleachers of the stadium. And, you know, that got millions and millions of views. I'm sure your phone was ringing nonstop for weeks on weeks on end. That was a topic of conversation. I mean, I saw the picture moments after it happened. Obviously, I didn't know it was taken by you at the time, but I was just taking in the content as it was coming on the social media timelines. So as a photographer, describe to us what was going through your mind as you were capturing that. And did you know at the time, like in that moment as you were capturing, did you know this is the one, this is gonna take the world, or at least the continent, by storm?
Okay, my brother, for that shot of the Inspirance fan, man. You see, it was just something that I always dream of, you know, to get a shot that will separate you from other photographers. Like, not, I'm not saying this in a bad way, but my belief is that you as a photographer, you need those shots that can define you, you know, also can also define the level of your concentration, the level of how much you love the photographer. So when I was capturing that moment, what was going through my mind? I was just sad and happy at the same time when I see that fan hanging there, you know, because I have these things in my mind, like if you fall, it will be the best picture, but it probably gonna damage my mind for a very long time to capture a picture like that. And it turns out that one of the Mamelodi Sundowns fan, he managed to come and assist the guy. So it was one of the shots that I've been praying for, especially this year, because I always plan, you know, I always, you know, especially at the beginning of the season, I always try my best that, you know what, this year, this is what I want to achieve in terms of photography, you know. So for that picture, that it will go viral. I told one of my friends after that game, I told him that, you know what, I've got this picture, man, watch the space. I want to break the internet now. And I said, what are you talking about? And then I was like, okay, bro, just wait. Give me 10 minutes. And then I drove from the stadium. I'm also relaxed because I told myself that, you know what, if anyone got these pictures, lucky him. But you know what, I think this is my turn to shine now again. So I got home. When I got home, then I ate my dinner. I was so relaxed, you know. So after like 30 minutes or so, and then I put the pictures online. I put it on the company that I work for, obvious Big Page Pics, and then I put it on my social media. Yeah, after 2-3 hours, I was getting messages from Egypt, Morocco, Ethiopia, every corner of Africa. People were amazed that, you know, people were fighting there, but there was one photographer who came out with a shot that at least showed the positive side of what was happening there. So that was one of the shots that I pray for. I pray for these shots, you know. So it finally happened. And then that's why I told you that I want to do a tattoo of that picture, because I'm not going to let that picture die, bro. I want to have that picture for until I want to have it with me. You know, when you got a tattoo, you're not going to cancel it, because pictures like that, you don't know when you're going to get it again, you know. So that's why I'm saying the level of your focus when you're doing your work as a sport photographer, it needs to be like 150. You know, you have to make sure that when you're there, where we're sitting there at the corner, I call it my office, you know. So I don't want any distraction when I'm there. I want to do my work like 150%.
Awesome. Awesome to hear. Now, sports photography is all about telling stories. What's been one of your favorite stories that one of your photos has told? Now, besides the Esperance one, before that, what were some of your favorite stories or moments that your pictures have conveyed?
This one is a difficult question, but yeah, I will take it. You ask me, sports photographer, it's all about telling a story. What being their favorite story?
Awesome. Awesome to hear. Now, sports photography is all about telling stories. What's been one of your favorite stories that one of your photos has told? Now, besides the Esperance one, before that, what were some of your favorite stories or moments that your pictures have conveyed?
Okay, my brother, I think there's many, but yeah, you remember sport photography is more of action, so there's less news unless that one of the inspiring fan. But there's one that I remember now. There's one picture that I took in Gabon before the final. So it was Egypt against Cameroon. So if you know a silhouette picture, so that picture it was telling a story of like a day before the end of the African Cup of Nations. If you know, like a silhouette picture. So that was one of the picture that I took that people were like, this is a great shot since we've been like in Cameroon for like the whole month. So finally, it's only like in the next 24 hours, and then the tournament will be done. So that's one of my picture that I remember that told the story of the tournament.
Interesting, interesting. So, almost at the end now, but I'm not sure what the environment in South Africa was like. But in Namibia, speaking now from experience, you hardly see any young sports photographers. Truthfully speaking, you barely see any sports photographers. I mean, I can count them on one hand, really, because I see them almost every weekend. Lately, I don't see them at all, actually. But what do you think needs to happen to get the youth now specifically more involved in photography?
My brother, to get more youth involved in photography, man, the thing is, photography is all about the love. It's like when you love to mechanic cars, if you like to fix cars, when you love to play netball, it's the same thing. So photography, it starts with the love, you know, and then money then will come after, because you know everything that you does at the end of the day, you need to benefit from it. But in Namibia, I mean, it depends also in terms of, you see, like in South Africa as well, there's a lot of social media photographers. So there's others that want to get involved now. They, you know, they need the accreditation to shoot the big league. So also here in Namibia, it's just to the one that are already taking pictures now, they must push to get this shot that tell a story so that at least one, a young man or young girl somewhere in the villages or township here in Namibia, they will look at that picture and thinking like, I know what, I love this, and also I want to be a photographer or sport photographer. Because to be a photographer as well, you don't have to be a sport photographer. You can be a photographer of a wedding, photographer of baby showers, photographer of animals. So it all starts with the love. So as soon as the guys here put the effort to get those beautiful pictures for others, when they see it, and then they'll think like, you know what, I love this, I want to try it. And then it all start there, but it come with a lot of hard work to be a top photographer, because we learn every day. Even if I've won the award, even if I've traveled Africa since 2017, covering all the African Cup of Nations, covering COSAFA Women's Tournament, but still, even today, I still want to learn more. I still have the hunger to get the best picture. So it all starts with the love. When once you are in love with the photo, you are in love with taking photos, that would also gonna take you to another level.
The best just got better. Paratha's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just 500 Namibian dollars, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Paratha's offices to find out more, or go to paratha.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Let's just have Samuel finish up quickly. Okay. So lastly, you have had a long and incredible career, truthfully speaking. In these past few days, I've learned a lot. And like I said, I didn't know I was sitting next to, you know, basically a living legend. But what is a career goal that you haven't achieved yet? What's that thing on your bucket list still?
The career goal that I have not achieved yet, I would say covering the World Cup. You know, because for me, I always tell my other friends, look, when we talk about photograph, that photograph for me is more like I compare it to like a football player where you like played lower division, and then you go to second division, then you go to the highest division, but you just want to continue growing. So the only thing that is missing that I have not achieved is the shooting the World Cup. That's the only thing that has been missing, my friend.